Series win! Alek Manoah should start game one of the playoffs. It's Locked On Blue Jays, and it starts right now.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Blue Jays. Thanks so much for making us your first listen every day. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Podbean, Twitter, and you can email us at lockedonbluejaysreal@gmail.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Vroom. With Vroom, you can buy a car entirely online and have it delivered straight to you, so you never have to go to a dealership again. So next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone and go to vroom.com and check out thousands of great cars. The Blue Jays win the series. We'll recap it. Do a little He Was a Blue Jay. Yeah, it's making a comeback. And then we will look forward to the next series coming up against the hated former Rougned Odor employer, Texas Rangers. But for now, we focus on the 3-1 series win. We came into the series. I do believe I said before it, I was okay with a split. But after they won the first two, notching the series up with an Alek Manoah gem, this is pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Dude, not going to lie.
This is awesome. I mean, like you said we were happy with a split. They go out and they take three, and we probably should have expected that with Manoah on the mound. Eight out of the last 10. Nuts.
Yeah, they've been really good. Really, really good. I still can't believe they got swept by the Angels because, like, outside of that stretch, they've been, you know, really, really good. What's your storyline? What's your storyline of the series?
My storyline of the series is, don't look now, but this team is quietly one of the hottest in baseball besides, like, the Diamondbacks.
D-backs are hot.
They're hot, man. They are a very, very hot baseball team. They're only 10 games back of a wild card spot. but the Jays are very, very hot right now. Like I said, 8 out of the last 10. They're playing really good baseball right now, and nobody's talking about them, but that's the way we like it. Don't talk about them. We don't need to be in the public eye. We're just going to slap you in the face when they get to the postseason. That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, the series wins are kind of racking up recently. You go back to when the Blue Jays went to the Bronx and took on the Yankees in a 4-game set. They won that series 3-1, and then they went to Fenway and swept them. Then they lose a series to the Angels. Then they beat the Cubs in a series, beat the Pirates in a series, and then beat the Orioles in a series. That's pretty nuts. I mean, they were playing some disappointing ball before that Yankee series, but that's 5 out of the last 6 series won, with 2 of them being 4-gamers. They're still, like, we haven't really talked about it because I think they need to jump Tampa before we really go that crazy, but they're still, like, not totally out of the division now. With the win today, you know, they're 6.5 back. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. They're at least, you know, putting a little bit of scary into the Yankees, with the Rays obviously doing more, 5 games back. Gained a game on Seattle, only a half game back of them, and 4.5 up on the Orioles. Feels like the most comfortable lead they've had coming out of a series in a while. Now, you get careful to be too comfortable with still more games against the O's and 9 more games against the Rays to come. But that should be an interesting thing to watch. My storyline is, you are the best bird right now. Congrats. You won the best bird competition. This was, you know, a big, and for now, not
for the Cardinals.
So I'm not talking National League, but I do think the Blue Jays are better. I do think the Blue Jays are better than the Cardinals, but that's a discussion for another time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. But that'll be a later, that'll be when there's a bird on bird World Series. But it was a bird battle. Everyone knew that. It's the Orioles and the Jays, and this series was going to decide a lot. And for now, you have brought the season series back to 6-7 record. It's not great, but you were 3-6 to start it, you know? So, you still have the opportunity to win the season series with 6 more games to go, and you need to continue to be the best bird on the block, if you are trying to stay in your spot. That's what I'll say. They're the best bird on the block being the AL East, because I don't need to disrespect the Cardinals fans right now. They have a good team.
They do have a very good team, and they just had like a 5-run ninth inning comeback. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, man, this was a good series. It's kind of crazy to think they have so many more games left in the AL East. But, you know, that's what September baseball is all about. It's time. It's crunch time. This is not the time to be trying new things. You should have everything down and ready to go, despite the Jays having tried a couple new things like that bullpen game, and Mitch White's gone. So we'll see. But, yeah, great series.
Your MVP.
MVP for me is Alek Manoah. How about that last game, man? Today's game, Wednesday's game. You're listening to this on Thursday, so yesterday's game. He was fantastic. We thought he'd hit the over in our fictional betting lines, which was 6.5. We thought he'd hit that 7. Actually, I think I said under. I can't really remember. He hit 5, which was fine, but he was an absolute dog.
Should have hit 6. Yeah,
this is true.
They really called a strike a ball on the Adley Rutschman.
Cashed on that Rutschman bet.
Now it pushed. It pushed because of that. Push, it shouldn't have pushed.
I'm very upset. But about that. Man. Manoah is that dude, and he is just, he's like a Hulk out there. Like, he's massive. Every time I see him, I'm like, wow, that dude's huge.
Yeah. I mean, and I love Alek Manoah. I still like, maybe, I mean, definitely not rightfully so. Still, every once in a while, I like remember what his age is, and I always wonder, like, is it sustainable? And that happened today when he gave up 2 hits and a walk in the first inning in a run. And I was like, I just don't know. Like, can we always rely on a guy this young and this inexperienced? And then he goes the next 7 innings with 1 base runner that, again, we just mentioned should not have been on base, like would not have been on base if I forget the home plate umpire's name, and probably for the better, had any idea of the strike zone. So, yeah, he's gross. And I want him to be the game one playoff starter. And it looks like right now he's kind of lined up to either be. Now, things can change. That was game 136. There are 26 games to go, which is crazy how fast the season's gone by in a way. But there are 26 games to go. But currently he's lined up to pretty much either be the last day of the season starter, like you need the win, or skip him and he's game one of the playoff starter. And that's exactly what I want.
Did you know that he only ever threw 35 innings in the minors before they brought
him up? Yeah, he made what, 9 total appearances?
9 appearances. That's insane. I think 6
at AAA. He skipped.
Yeah, he made 6 in low A in Vancouver, and then he made 3 in AAA. And then they just
Vancouver's high A.
Back then it
was low A. You're right. They flipped it. Yeah. Wow. So that also means, I mean, obviously he had 20-20 in the middle, but he skipped 2 levels of the minors. Some guys skip 1 level
That's
of the
insane.
Minors.
That's crazy.
They were like, he's a triple A pitcher now. and then he dominated for nuts, 6 starts, dude. And they were like, he's a major leaguer. And this guy.
3 starts in triple A.
Sorry. Yeah. 3 starts.
They gave him 3. He allowed what? 1 run. And they were like, all right, put him up.
Pre him being
a solo
in the Cape Cod Baseball League in the 2019 summer, he was like not, or in the 2018 summer, it might have been. Yeah, it was. He was like not a lock to be West Virginia's ace. And then he just like made massive adjustments. He talks about that if you want to go look into it, listeners of ours, and working with Dennis Cook, who's the pitching coach of the Chatham Anglers. But I digress. My MVP is Bo. I don't need to explain very much. Bones is smirking at me because I worked for the Chatham Anglers. My MVP is Bo. He had 10 hits in the first 3 games. I don't care about the last one. He had 4 home runs. I have half a brain. I haven't decided yet, to be honest. I have half a brain to hype train him again because I picked him as MVP last series and hype trained him this series, and he's the MVP again. But we'll have to wait to see about that. But Pat Tabler said today on the broadcast that this is the best he's ever seen Bo at any point in his career in this stretch right now.
I don't think that's a hot take.
I don't think it's a hot take either, but Bo has had like some, you know, Bo's first season, those 46 games, he was like only in those 46 games, obviously, he was like one of the best hitters in baseball. So like if you, you know, qualify for position, 930 OPS at short. So yeah, that's fun. Bo's fun. Bo's back. And I think that's all I got.
Yeah, man.
He was a Blue Jay coming up.
Series. But, last ever.
Maybe.
Potentially.
And if you feel like you want to keep lasting, then you should check out our friends at Blue Chew.
Oh, I hit the thing and then you hit the thing.
Cover our faces. Oh. Blue Chew is one of our newest partners. Look, the summer's winding down. The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Former Locked On Syracuse host Brad Klein sent me pictures of the ingredients labels of all three. Very similar. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the United States and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. Look, with Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, maybe a little too excited, because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. They always say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions? That's another lesson that Locked On Syracuse host Brad Klein taught me. He told me recently, it's time to get off the couch and get back to work. If your tool needs an upgrade, head to BlueChew.com. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can give you confidence where it counts. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thanks, Blue Chew.
Yeah. I'm feeling Blue Chewed up right now with He Was a Blue Jay coming back up for us here on Locked On.
I'm pumped about He Was, dude.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we haven't. We know. I just wanted to address the people that we can't hear that probably like He Was a Blue Jay. We know that it's great and we want to do it more. We've kind of like run out of serviceable Blue Jays. If you have ones that you want, like privately DM us on Twitter. Our Twitters are on the YouTube videos. If you're watching, if not, you'll find
it. You can also email us. I'll just be careful about it.
Yeah, if you email us, put in the subject line like, He Was a Blue Jay candidate, and our email's lockedonbluejaysreal@gmail.com, because we just have to make sure that only one of us sees it. It really doesn't matter who, but we have to make sure. And if there's someone we're forgetting that you think is good, we want them to be not too obvious, but at the same time, probably someone you know. So
I would be perplexed, shocked if we overlook somebody, though.
Yeah,
I'm like scoured each and every roster.
I'm like a little bit worried we've done the guy I'm doing, but I'm 99% sure we haven't. Are you ready to get
okay,
into
let's
it?
Let's hope so.
Because right, I can't believe we wouldn't have done him, but at the same time, I looked on my list and I don't have him. So
okay,
so and you didn't do him for sure. I remember that because my season of guessing was very short. I'm counting this as part of season 5, Bones. You're sitting at a 29-10 record, which I think is a good thing.
Oh, I can get that 30th win, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to return too. You got a shot at win 30 and a 750 win percentage. For those who've never seen He Was a Blue Jay, we take a niche Blue Jay, a guy who you know but probably don't remember as a Blue Jay, and I give 5 hints to Bones. He gets about 30 seconds or 3 guesses in between each. And if Bones can get it within that stretch, he gets a win. If he can't, then he gets a loss. He has to tap out. He's 29-10. He's had a very solid record in season 5, although season 5 has been kind of a wild season of just like the scraps.
Yeah.
You might be 30 and 10. What's my season 5 record? So you got – we did Nolan Reimold. You got him. He was the last one.
I did get Nolan Reimold.
So that's one win, two, three, four, five. You're 5-2 in season 5. I'll do a count after this episode to see if you're actually 29-10 or 30-10. We'll operate that you're 29-10 for now because it's more suspenseful. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This infielder debuted in 2016 in the National League.
What?
I think I might have avoided him because it's like so recent, you know.
Okay, can I just have a clarifying question about the game if he was a Blue Jay?
Sure.
Can you use a player who is actively playing?
I guess. I'll tell you it's not a player.
Oh, you used John Birdie. Yeah, you did, though.
Oh, like who's actively playing in the majors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I did John Birdie. Who's actively.
There's probably another guy or two that were active that I did at some point.
Okay. Well, then that makes it easier to find new ones because I was only looking at guys who were retired. Anyway.
You did Jeremy Jeffress recently on me.
Never mind. He retired, actually, in 2018.
Really?
Or like 2019, wow. Yeah. Or maybe I'm wrong and I'm totally misremembering that. Anyway, 2016 infielder.
Debuted in the National League.
Zach Cozart.
Incorrect.
Paul Janisch.
No.
No. Gavin Cecchini.
No, and I truthfully I don't know who that is. Who does he play for?
He played for the Mets.
Ah, yeah. Nope. Hint number two. He was an all-star in his first season and top five in rookie of the year voting.
Okay. So NL Rookie of the Year 2016.
He burst on
the season. He was an all-star in his first season.
And top five in Rookie of the Year.
Okay, I'm going to say he's like four. If he was three, you would have said top three. Probably.
Who won the Rookie of the Year that year? Let me see.
2016, it was Michael Fulmer in the AL. And in the NL was DeGrom, right?
No. DeGrom was pitching before 2016.
14. DeGrom was 14.
It was Corey Seager in 2016.
Corey Seager.
It's a wild bunch, this top. I can see the top six in voting in NL.
Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on.
Okay. Hint number three. His lone year with the Blue Jays, 2018, is the most games he played.
Aledmys Diaz.
Correct. Nah, too easy.
Let's go.
Too easy. That's why I didn't want to do it. My other hints that I don't think would have helped you out. I mean, to finish that hint, most games played 130, most home runs 18. He was kind of a good Blue Jay.
I remember him coming on the scene and being really good and everyone thinking like, oh my goodness, so like Aledmys Diaz is going to be fantastic.
His first season, that top five Rookie of the Year season, he had a near 900 OPS and like over 100 games.
He was awesome. He was fantastic.
And then even 2 years later for the Jays, it's like a mid 700s, but he's playing short and he hit 18 homers. And then hint four, which explains more of his career, he was traded for, who do you think he was traded for? The pitcher he's traded for is on the Jays 40.
He was traded to the Jays from the Cardinals? I kind of remember.
Oh, no, deal. I'm not talking about that trade. He was traded away to Houston, where he is now.
To Houston, that's right, to the Astros,
That was going to be part of the hints going forward.
So this is the trade for... Wait, I'm so confused. What?
Who do you think the Blue Jays got back for Aledmys Diaz?
From the Astros?
Yeah.
And he's an active pitcher on the 40 right now?
Yeah.
Gosh. Julian Merriweather.
No. Trent Thornton.
I was about to say Trent Thornton.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Such a random trade. I don't know who won.
The Jays didn't.
Yeah, I guess probably not. But like the Astros didn't that much.
It was a pretty negligible trade, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Francisco Liriano for Teoscar Hernandez that they did 2 years prior to that. I can tell you Aledmys Diaz won the trade because he's played in the playoffs the last 3 years. And that was my hint number five, is that he was traded to an AL team and has played in the playoffs for the last 3 years. Okay, good for you. 30 wins, 6-2 in season five. Audio listeners, ads now. Proceed.
Okay, it's time to preview the next GA's cities. They're going to the Home Depot. They're going to Texas, to Arlington, to the big state that's shaped weirdly. They're playing the Ragnars, the Rangers, whatever you want to call them, the Fighting Rugies. This is a team that stole Marcus Semien from everybody in the play in the offseason, not the playoffs. And he's not good, so it's fine. They're not good. And nobody thought they were going to be, even though like everybody thought they were going to have like the greatest middle infield in the history of middle infields with Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. But instead, they're just like 59-76. So who cares? They fired their manager halfway through the year. Tony Beasley is currently managing them. He's the interim. He's been. You don't know what his nickname is on Baseball Reference?
What is it?
Guess it.
I'll give you a.
Oh, that would have been good. I can't give you an on the fly BR name game. I have to like think it out loud. His nickname is Lil T.
Lil T?
Yeah, Lil T.
You think like a rookie walked into it? Yo, what up, Lil T?
You think Adolis Garcia is like, hey, Lil T, what's up, man? Like, no chance. Like Ezekiel Duran's like, oh, Lil T, what's going on, man?
Even no Corey Seager's like, Lil T.
Corey Seager can do it. He's got the bag. That's true. Anyway, who is your scary?
My scary is the man you mentioned. He hasn't had a great
Lil
year.
Lil T?
No. Oh, Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien. How could my scary be the manager?
I don't know. That's what I was confused about.
They've signed him onto the field. it's Marcus Semien. After having an awful first 2 months of the year, I mean, awful. He had 800 OPSs actually in June, July. Had a mediocre August, but starting September, albeit in like six games, has like a 1.2 OPS. And I just think like he's too good of a hitter to not worry about, even though he's not having a good year. He did, for crying out loud, set the second base home run record last year, as we all know and remember, and is a top three MVP finisher in the last two actual seasons of baseball. So I think he's scary. The numbers obviously aren't good. Some people are laughing at me, but he has managed, despite his struggles, to be an above average hitter per OPS plus. Barely. But considering how bad it was, he didn't hit a home run for like a month and a half. He's still definitely someone to watch out for, I think. And taking on the Blue Jays, there's probably a little extra oomph in there for him, you know?
Totally. He's probably just going to be like, hey, guys, this is my new house. I know I used to live in your house, but I hope you like my new one. Maybe I'll give them like a... I don't know, housewarming gift or something. You do that when you have a new house. I don't know.
I think people give you a housewarming gift.
Yeah, I was about to say, because it's the other way around. Maybe Bo will walk up to him and be like, hey, man, like we used to share the middle infield. Like, here's a vase.
I was going to say, here's some flowers.
No, he wouldn't just give him a vase. Like,
just a vase. Vladdy's got flowers.
Vladdy's got the flowers. Anyway, I bet you there's a hug we see pregame.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My guy is the guy they should have traded for at the deadline, who is pitching beautifully and rotting on a bad team. That's left-hander Martin Perez. He's 10-6 on the year, a 2.82 ERA. He's thrown 166 innings. He's got an ERA plus of 139, 149 strikeouts. He's been a dog. First time as an all-star this season. He's never had a year this good in his entire career. He's, in fact, since aside from his rookie year, he hasn't had a year where his ERA is below four, except this season. This is insane.
It's baseball,
and they
baby.
Were like, we don't need that guy. There's no, we don't need him. We have Yusei Kikuchi. What are you, crazy? And what, he's probably got a terrible contract. No, only 1 year, $4 million. You could have been like, bye, Martin. Peace, dog. We needed you there for that World Series, but now we don't. But instead, they just said, no, we don't need Martin. And they botched, but it is what it is. Anyway, he's having an insane year. And in his last start at Houston, he pitched a gem in which he was given a loss, but 7 innings, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 Ks, 6 hits. He was a dog. I mean, he just is. I love this guy, Martin Perez.
Yeah, no, he's a really good player. We both wanted him at the deadline. Didn't happen. Maybe in free agency, but I don't know. My hype train is not Bo Bichette. I just can't. I can't go that all in. I feel like I'm gonna cause something bad to happen. I gotta cash out. So I'm gonna go with kind of a basic pick here. Apologies for Ben's basic pick, but to counter, Martin Perez is at least a guy who's seen him a lot, who's seen the Rangers a lot, and who's seen Texas a lot. George Springer.
Oh no, I got a race to find a new one. We didn't talk.
I was to tell each other pre-episode who we're doing. We didn't today, and I was worried about this. I'll explain while you're racing. George Springer has good numbers against Texas in his career, like a mid-800s to high 867, I believe, is his OPS. But he has even better numbers in Texas, Rangers ballpark in 47 games. A 919 OPS, 15 dongs, and 37 RBIs. Just like pretty ridiculous numbers. And then in 3 games at Globe Life Field, yeah, they'd be changing stadiums like crazy. He has tripled and homered, 4 hits in those 3 games, a triple and a homer, 4 RBIs, and obviously a tiny sample size OPS of 1.280. He's just the man you look to when they are going up against a former AL West team. He's going to – the available scouting reports, obviously now it's been since 2019. He's been in the division, but still probably a lot of similar guys. And so George is leader. Do you have your hype train?
Of course I do. I always had it. Another stat for you, since I also did George before I got this new guy that's even better, is that most home runs in his career are against the Rangers. Most of his career home runs against the Rangers. You know who else has most of their career home runs against the Rangers?
Let me guess.
Three, two.
Teoscar Hernandez. He's not going to play.
Chapman.
Yeah, Matt other Chapman. AL West guy.
Chapman's got 18 homers against the Rangers in his career, an 862 OPS while playing Texas. The dude, he's in a little bit of a slump right now, I think. Not really. He's fine.
He's not hot. He's kind of plateauing right now.
He's having a better year than he did last year, and that's cool with me. I will go Matt Chapman. The defense, he's probably going to make a good defensive play. He's also probably going to just crank a homer. So Matt Chapman's my guy here. You got anything else?
I don't. I don't think so. I always find Matt Chapman's glove to be jarringly small. I know infielders have small gloves, and because I played first base, I never experienced that because I had a huge glove. But it looks like he's just dwarfing his glove to me.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
Maybe that's just the blue going into my head, though. I don't know.
Maybe. All right. Well, thanks again for making Lockdown Blue Jays your first listen every day. Now, for your second listen, go check out the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022, an 8-episode extravaganza. To get you ready for the NFL season, Go Pack Go, the local team experts of the Locked On Podcast Network. Plus, get this, a betting angle from the man himself, Lee Sterling of Locked On Bets. It all combines into one Ultimate NFL Preview. Search for Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. What was that?
I was balancing a water bottle on my head while you were doing the read.
Oh. Well, Ben and I, we'll see you later. Peace.